Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So our stewardship campaign this fall has had the theme Abundant Life, based on these words of Jesus that I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. And so I've been talking with some people this week about what does abundant life mean? What does that look like? At our Bible study, at our advocacy conference yesterday, we talked a little about this. And it looks, as you can imagine, different people have different answers. Belonging is one. Having my needs met was another that someone said. That sense of security, knowing that you'll be okay. Having enough, having what you need. Good health was something that also came up. My family and friends or community, being in relationship with people, all of those things that are part of abundant life. But we also know that it is kind of individual to different people, right? Some people can't imagine abundant life without making music or making some sort of art. And I certainly know people who have serious health conditions or chronic pain who still live and experience abundant life. So there's a lot to those responses. But I believe that abundant life begins with gratitude, with recognizing what we have and living in gratitude for the blessings God has given, whatever those blessings may be. That is our starting place, and I believe that we do really well at living with gratitude in this community. I know there's a lot of gratitude shared for the resources we have, for the people who are here. And today we're going to look at another part of abundance, which is how we live together in community. And we remember from last week, it's in our Abundant Life resources, abundance is not genuine unless and until it is shared. And so that idea of abundance being something that is shared in community. Last week, we read from the prophet Amos, "Justice, let justice roll down like water and righteousness as an ever-flowing stream." Right? I also want to do this. Justice roll down, whenever I say those words. Justice roll down. That word justice in Hebrew is mishpat. Those are acts of mercy, acts of kindness. What we do to bring about healing and wellness and equality and fairness and all those justice words. And then tzedakah, righteousness. That is the sense of right relationship in the world, being in right relationship with God, being in right relationship in our communities. And so, of course, these two things go together, right? The mishpat, what we do to live in that flourishing community, that right relationship. And we talked last week about how this justice and mercy is both a gift from God, that we have what we need. We have been taught by God to live in communities where all flourish. But it is also something we do for God. So today we come to another 8th century prophet, Micah. And we hear these words, "What does the Lord require of you, O mortal, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God?" To do justice. There's that mishpat again. To do that which brings flourishing community. And then to love kindness, or some translations say to love mercy. That word is chesed. It's just one of the most beautiful words used in the Old Testament, often used for the steadfast love of God, that chesed of God. It's that unconditional love in which God holds God's people. And God asks us to turn around and to offer that chesed love to the people around us, the love that is loyal, the love that is filled with integrity and steadfastness. And then Micah invites us to walk humbly with God. When I hear this, I think of knowing your place. Knowing your place. And it's important to know that you are not more worthy than anyone else, right? That the gifts that we have are not meant for our own aggrandizement. Our resources are not for us to grab wealth, to grab power and security at the expense of other people, which is something we see so often. Using wealth simply to build more wealth, and gifts simply to make ourselves more, whatever, more powerful, more status. But also, walk humbly with God. Remember that you are not less worthy than anyone else. That you are created in God's image, that you are beloved of God, and that you have a place in the working out of the world, that you have a place in this life of abundance. And I think those are two things that we need to hold hand in hand, how we walk humbly, that we have a place in the community, in the life of God. We've been reading often from the First Nations version in these recent months. It gives us a little bit of a different take, I think, on what can be very familiar texts and stories, and somehow we hear them a little differently. And I particularly like the way that they translate the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, as the good road from above. And as I read this, walk humbly with God, I thought, walk humbly on the good road from above, right? That it comes together. Kingdom of God, as much as we try to say it's something that happens among us, it still feels kind of like some faraway place that we'll get to, right? Or we say reign of God, and that helps a little, but that's still kind of imperial religious language or political language. No one reigns in this country. We don't have kings. All right? And so how do we relate to those? But to walk the good road from above, that's a way that we live. It's a way that, something that we do, following Jesus, walking that road together with Jesus alongside us. That, I think that's a beautiful way to imagine this walk with God, this walk humbly with God in this life of abundance. So recently someone asked me, do you enjoy being an APD chaplain? And it took me back a little bit, and I immediately thought the day before I had spent 2 hours trying to put gas in the chaplain vehicle, and it didn't work because the key fob wasn't working, so then I had to go and switch out the chaplain vehicle at the substation, and it was not fun. And I thought about a couple here on the west side. We went to their home, knocked on the door, went around and found them in the backyard, and an APD officer and I had to tell this couple that their 30-year-old daughter had died. We didn't know anything about it. All we could say was, call this number. The police who responded were in the southeast. We don't know. Call this number. Another day when I sat in a driveway with a woman whose boyfriend had just OD'd on fentanyl, and we waited for Office of Medical Investigator, and we waited for the transport. And as we sat there for hours, a couple of hours, I could see her get more agitated as her own addiction started to catch up with her. And she retreated more and more from being able to interact with us, and more just was visibly agitated. And I thought, I don't know that I enjoy being an APD chaplain. Although there are lovely things, like these people, and here our head chaplain is leaning down, and she is the most amazing woman I've ever met. She's in her 70s and is like energized, a bunny amount of energy. So there are good, there's definitely enjoyable parts. Another person asked me, this one's a therapist, does being an APD chaplain enhance your quality of life, make your life worth living? Yes. Yes. Because I know that I am using the skills and experience that I have over 20 years of ministry to be able to walk into places where people are in need and to offer just hopefully some little bit of comfort and peace. And I thought, that is abundant life. That is part of abundant life, is when we know the skills, the resources, the gifts that we have, and we offer them for the sake of community in ways that bring sustenance, bring hope, bring healing, bring love and joy to other people's lives. So today is Commitment Sunday. And today we focus on our gifts of financial resources, the giving that we need to continue the good work, the abundant life in this congregation. Friends, when I think of All Saints, we share abundant life. So many people come into this church and say, there's an energy in this church. There's a life in this church. You care about each other, right? And that's an abundant life that we have. And so we remember this congregation's ministries of hesed, of kindness and compassion, are feeding people, are welcoming asylum seekers, giving Christmas gifts. I forgot to announce that the Christmas gift tree is out there, and nobody from Orr waved their hands and stopped me. It is the season to give our Christmas gifts, making quilts and hats for our community. We remember this congregation's ministries of mishpat, of doing justice. Through Lutheran advocacy, we filled this room yesterday for our advocacy conference. Through our Reconciling in Christ ministry of inclusion. Through the work with the ELCA Truth and Healing Movement and other anti-racism work we have just begun to look into in this place. We remember the ways this congregation nurtures each one of us in community, in worship, in beautiful song, in small groups and faith formation, in all the ways we support each other when one is hurting, in grief, in loss, and how we come together in community. We are invited, as part of our abundant life in God, to be a part of this work, both by our financial gifts as each is able to support the work of the congregation, and also by using our own skills and experience for the sake of the community. Whether we serve at the altar or in the sacristy or in the kitchen, make hats or brownies or quilts or beautiful music, whether we work as drivers or cleaners or people who make our technology work for us, one more time, we all have a place in the community, in the work that we do here and in the paid and volunteer work that I know so many of you do outside of this place, adding to the community and the well-being of our community. We all have a role in sharing the abundance of God with everyone so that the community flourishes. God has given us life and love, grace and hope, and all good things. And what does God ask of us? To do justice, to live in kindness and mercy and steadfast love, and to walk humbly the good road from above. I give thanks to be walking that road with you, my friends. Amen.